Jeremiah, Shear number 27. If you're looking to make friends, maybe the role of prophet isn't the best one to have, because here Jeremiah doesn't just have a go at the regular low members of society, the everyday Jew in the pew, but he has a go at the leaders as well. We're in chapter 11, Pasuk 15. What has my beloved nation to do in my temple? Says Hashem, get out. I would rather you don't come in to the Beis HaMikdash. Even the leaders, while she, her great ones, carries out her evil schemes, while the sacred flesh is passed away from you. Seems to be that even the leaders amongst the Jewish people at the time were planning sin and going as far as ignoring Bris Milah. You've got to be pretty way out there as a Jew not to participate in Bris Milah and all that that particular mitzvah symbolizes. When you do evil, only then do you rejoice. Hashem has called your name. And I'm not making this up. Today, the last day of Hanukkah, Hashem had called your name a leafy olive tree, beautiful with shapely fruit. But now, amid the sound of a great commotion, he has set fire to it, and its branches were broken. And Hashem, master of legions, the one who planted you, has declared evil upon you because of the evil of the house of Israel and the house of Judah, which they committed in order to anger me by sacrificing to the Baal. So not only have we given up that sacred sign in our flesh that symbolizes the unique relationship that we have with Hashem, and part B, we have only rejoiced when we did the wrong things. It was no pleasure. If you think about what we say in a Bris Milah, Sos Anochi al Imrasecha Kamotzeh Shal al Rav. David HaMelech, standing in the bathhouse, felt completely bereft and thought, who am I? I'm a nothing. And then he saw he had a Bris Milah and he remembered and recalled the precious relationship and the mitzvahs that he does for Hashem. That's where we should have our simcha and our rejoicing. But no, the Jews only rejoice when they did evil. We were solid, we were planted, all the blessings from Hashem. And instead we sacrificed all that for the worship of idols. Hashem has informed me so I would know. Then you showed me their deeds, and I am like a choice sheep led to the slaughter. I didn't know that they devised schemes against me. Let's destroy him by placing tree poison in his food and cut him off from the land of the living so that his name will not be remembered any more. There was a poster up on the wall, most wanted. Not let's go and respect the holy man of God, but his townspeople plotted to kill him because he was driving them crazy. But Hashem, the master of legions, righteous judge, who examines innermost thoughts, so he knows that what I'm doing is for him, and I'm not doing it for my own benefit. Let me see your vengeance against them, for I have revealed my grievances to you. So Jeremiah does call out to Hashem for his personal salvation. Therefore, thus said Hashem, and the men of Anatot, which is where Jeremiah lived, and concerning them who've told you, don't prophesy in God's name, I shall punish them. The young men will die by the sword. Their sons and their daughters will die in famine. There will be no remnant of them. I will bring evil upon the men of Anatot in the year of their punishment. Sometimes the good guys just need that pat on the back from Hashem to say it's going to be okay. Not going to be so okay for the people of Jeremiah's time period very much at all. But here we come to the end of chapter 11. So holy people don't always have friends. Not easy. Have a great day.